Yo, what up, everybody? This is Jarrell from Dudes and Dorks, just doing a review of the Sony conference. I feel personally disgusted and violated how Sony is robbing everybody and succeeding, and I am happy they could take my wallet right now. That intro, I felt a little bit offended because it wasn't dueling banjos, but it was pretty good. Starting off strong with The Last of Us Part 2. Gameplay, phenomenal. Story, phenomenal. Color palette, phenomenal. They are trying their best to bring that series back after the years of waiting. I'm personally excited about it and eager to see how this is all going to unfold. Going off, I was actually like really excited to see the Destiny 2 Forsaken DLC trailer. I played Destiny with my friends like on the regular, pretty damn ha like happy with it. Also felt like personally offended. It was after what they showed on the Bungie Twitch event last week, discussing about all the grandiose changes that they're doing for it. They didn't really cover too much of the story, but them actually going into it right now, wow, that was actually like pretty painful to watch, especially if you played D1, where you understand how the Awoken Queen was such like a huge factor into the coming events and how like annoying her brother was, and especially how they teased in D2 with that special mission where it was the fallen captain versus the hive at the end of the mission, and if you didn't kill either one of them, you would actually see the fallen captain just say like do a little thank you and let go. Just to see Cade in that state really hurt me, like after playing this game for so many years. But moving on, Ghost of Tsushima. You cannot be so beautiful. You cannot be so dynamic with your combat. Sony has truly taking all their knowledge of film narratives in each one of their studios and making sure that they have applied that to bring out the best game possible for no matter what genre. It's so amazing to see something like Samurai 7 and Zatsuishi like taking place in a game. I've been looking for something like that for a long time. Oddly enough, they showed off a new game called Control. And this was possibly the only thing on here that felt like a legit trailer, like something fresh and new. I don't know if many of you are familiar with like an old school game called Geist, where it was like you had paranormal like psychic powers, but it feels like something of the modern age game of that. And I'm personally like very eager about it. I've been looking for something different. Like in terms of like shooting genres, like everything is starting to feel too similar nowadays, and I'm personally excited for that. Looks great. Can't really like give too much about it because they didn't really touch on story, but after the Control was viewed, they released oh my gosh, the I believe it's a reboot of Resident Evil 2, like the Code Veronica. I cannot say how amazing that game looks. You could tell Capcom like went back from like on their film team. Like if you've been following the what was it Devastation, Degeneration. Like the latest 3D Resident Evil movies have been amazing. I know a lot of them starred Leon Kennedy. And they took from that and just apply that to this game. This could get anybody back into Resident Evil. And this is, I wouldn't mind if they gave all the old Resident Evil games this kind of treatment. Oh my gosh. And then following off, we have the guys behind Rick and Morty going into Trover Saves the Universe. It's just like their generic style, like their goofy like nonsensical, I'm not saying nonsensical, like witty humor and dry and like pretty dry voices. They didn't really show too much gameplay of it, but it reeks of their comedy, and I'm like completely happy with it. Next, oh my gosh, I had a feeling Square was gonna do this, where they were just gonna give Microsoft like the bacon grease of the Kingdom Hearts stuff. They kept the meat for themselves with the Square Enix conference, but with Sony, they decided to give you the bacon, the eggs, that bacon, egg, and cheese with the Arizona on the side, and completely just like wowed everybody. The Pirates of the Caribbean being back, introducing more combat. They're bringing back the underwater combat. I personally hated it back in Kingdom Hearts 1. But now it seems like it has that great flowy system of Dream Drop Distance, which just can't stop the hype behind this game. Them continuing to like reintroduce members of Organization 13, some of them that you hate the most, some of them that you like absolutely love just straight up for personality reasons, and just how they introduced Kyrie and Lee in that beautiful, beautiful, well composed environment. I'm more than ecstatic for this game to come out. And then after that, Kojima brought out actual gameplay footage, solid trailer, solid everything with Death Stranding, like featuring Norman Reedus, showing like really showcasing a good look at the enemies for once after all these years, and like after everything this man has gone through with Konami. You cannot be more, like, as a Kojima fan, you cannot be more like happy and excited for him to come this way after he didn't get his just desserts for Game of the Year with Metal Gear 5. It's really, it's refreshing to see that somebody in the game industry can retain themselves and really showcase that it's not the company that was behind them, it's who they were and who they stand for in their work. Oh my gosh, like the environments in there, simply beautiful. They have they had Norman Reedus's character climbing up a mountain and going into like a very like overcast sky along a beach, I believe, and just the presence of the enemy, even though he was invisible, you could still feel him. Oh, finally, I'm gonna wrap up with my thoughts about one of my favorite superheroes, Spider-Man. And Insomniac has truly, truly outdone another one of my favorite games, which is Spider-Man the Movie 2. They clearly understand what it means to be a Spider-Man fan, what it means to be an avid gamer, what it means to be a storyteller, what it means to just be someone who wants to enjoy their time with content. It's refreshing to see the fact that they went down and how they introduced was like right off the back with such high calamity with I believe it was the Detective Yuri in the police helicopter just crashing down into the super prison, and showcasing Electro to start off with, just causing so much havoc into the prison, releasing everyone of Spider-Man's villain. He just goes off saying, "He just released everybody that I fought within 8 years. Oh my god." I cannot like be even more ecstatic. And then going through, they slowly begin to introduce the Sinister Six members. Like starting off with Crash One was with Scorpion. Rhino. Following that, they get chased into another section, and here's your boy Scorpion coming in. Matt Gargan, excited, getting outside. Another one of my favorite like Spider-Man villains, the Vulture, raining down onto Parker, battling again, showcasing Mr. Negative, the newbie. For those who don't know, Mr. Negative is also responsible for Eddie Brock getting the anti-venom symbiote in the comics. That later introduced, like, help quell the symbiote on Symbiote Island. Oh my gosh, but that trailer ended on such a high note with them just beating down onto Parker, like all five of them. Then he just gets up and he just sees the sixth member, who I hopefully feel that it's either Doc Ock or maybe Doc Ock Kingpin, or hope like maybe I don't want to say Mysterio because he seems like a such a lame guy, but just like how they introduced all of that and just like going off into the environment, it's hands down gonna be possibly one a game of the year for when it comes out. I'm happy for Sony and I'm glad about all the games coming out. So I just want to tell you guys, peace, be safe, and hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, Dudes and Dorks. Latest.